Blog Talk Radio.
Be not in the bed. Be not in the bed. Be not in the bed.
Good evening and happy Monday. Welcome to the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. My name is Toray, and I am your hostess this evening for our Monday night episode, which in this episode we are talking about, of course, the day after our election and preparing for our change. Because no matter who wins, there will be a change. We will not have President Obama as our president anymore in the White House. And this show, by the way, is not about grandstanding. It's not about talking about who's going to win and who's going to be the better candidate. It is truly about how can we heal as a nation and how can we look forward to each moment beyond our election time. Because, truth be told, some of us don't even care about politics until it's time to vote. And then we get very involved. Some of us even more involved than we are with any other time of the year. And really, I'm so not pleased with how some people have said they're not going to vote at all. And I think that is a crime. That's the true crime. We have rights, and they're called civil rights, and our civic rights and our honor and our freedoms connect us to the one of the greatest things that we have in freedoms is the ability, the right to vote. And if you're a woman, you understand this even more so, because the suffragettes of nearly 100 years ago would tell you, you know, they had to fight in the streets for a right for equality to vote so women could have a vote. And we had our racial wars in the 60s and 70s and about equality for other races. So we've come so far as a nation. We're still a baby nation. And, you know, compared to a lot of other countries, we are a baby nation. We are feeling growing pains. And sometimes we have disappointments in how our country is maneuvering. And so, yes, we have the freedom of speech to say something about it. And isn't that wonderful? Because if we did not, you know, this would not be America. So I want you to remember that in this moment in time of change in our nation, that we have to learn to be responsible for our words and our actions, our behavior, and our emotions connected to the outcome of this election. I know that in any other life circumstance, you have to be responsible with all those that I just mentioned for any changes in your life. This is going to be one just equally the same. So preparing yourself, just as you were playing a sport, if you were playing football, if your child was playing football or baseball or gymnastics and whatnot, you would definitely want to make it known that if you lost, that you weren't the sore loser. You would want to congratulate your other team or your other people in competition. And the spirit of competition in leading our nation, we have to remember that. That is about our democracy. The people have spoken. So even though there have been presidents I have not agreed with, and I certainly did not vote for, you know, the people have spoken, and that is the end of it. And I hoped that positive things come from this, that people get back on track with their health care, with their ability to look inward before they look outward. If they say, I'm just waiting for the right health care so I can get it for free, or I can do this for that, or I pay this much, and or I can be private in my health care, well, who's really going to be responsible for that? You are. You are the one responsible. You're the voice. And you can choose what you want in that area, as well as your choices for who runs your local government, who runs your town, your city, who's in charge of decisions where you live. We have some also pretty big ballot information going on with other things like solar power and the legalization of marijuana as an aid for healing and for helping those in pain and people who are going through cancer. And, you know, we have a lot of other things on the plate. And all month long I have been talking to young women, especially when it comes to our voting process, and let them know. And some of them don't know, and they're young, and they're in their 20s, early 20s, if that. And they don't know what some women went through just to get a vote, or what black people went through just to get their vote marked. You know, they have to be reminded of history. They forget once they're out of high school. They forget. They're having the time of their life in their early 20s. So we as adults and voting adults who have voted many times, like myself, every election, we have a duty to teach our young people that it is a right. It's a freedom. And don't forget that. I don't care who you vote for. That's your personal business. But remember, get informed. This is the biggest Google Nation we have, if you want to use Google as a term for like a verb. Google it. Look it up if you don't know. And I was telling one young lady, you don't even have to vote for every last thing on every ballot. And it even says so on your ballot in Florida. So prepare for that. Be in the mindset that if you aren't well informed enough on one area, that's okay. You don't have to vote on it. But please remember, you're voting for a leader in your nation. And we have so many electoral votes that matter. But I just, you know, they add up for what the people have voted for. That's where it all comes from. So just remember that. And if your party does not win after tomorrow evening, do not be a sore loser. Just know that you did your part and you did your civic duty. When we talk about change, and so many times change comes to us in our life, and sometimes we're just not good with it. I actually had an incident where I had been going along, no problem, doing this one event, and all of a sudden getting these notices saying, would you like to be on the outside doing your event? And I'm like, no, I've always been inside, and I sent my stuff, and you know, and my guide was telling me immediately, said, you know, don't fight, don't struggle. If something else is being shown to you as a different way, maybe this is your better opportunity. But at least voice your opinion, voice your words, let them know that you did your part. And I did. And so I got an email back and was not really to read it right before my show. But I will say that whatever happens, we are going to be okay. It is as it's supposed to be. So I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about how we deal with change. So stick around. Welcome back. Welcome to the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. My name is Tore, and I am your hostess this evening, and we are talking about preparing for change. Just before the break, I was telling a little story about how I had prepared for this event coming up, and all of a sudden, not getting a good response back from, and it was quite, it took me back, but I said, you know, I stand my ground, I state my piece, and if that's not going to work, there is another way, or it is not meant for me. And then I realized, you know, if I'm going to preach anything to anybody about preparing for changes and looking at it is how can I focus on the positive? How can I make the changes I need to make beyond that moment in time? Then I'm not doing my part if I'm going to go against the grain of what I say. So as you are preparing for change in our country after tomorrow and tomorrow evening, please keep that in mind. If it doesn't go your way, you know, there's just not much you can do about making that shift. So just, as we say, deal with it and start, you know, taking responsibility for your own actions. Did you do everything on your part? Did you do enough? And like I said before, even if it wasn't for someone I voted for that was in office at one time or another, you know, at least I know I did my civic duty. And at least I know that I moved forward and that, you know, groaning and moaning about it all wasn't going to make it better. At that point, you know, it's that's how it is. But I have to say I am not impressed with our hate that is running rampant right now. We all have to cool our jets. Even if we don't agree with family members or good friends all of a sudden politically, is that supposed to stop us from being family? Is that supposed to stop us from being friends? And people you do business with, all of a sudden they put out a political sign in front of their business and it's not who you vote for. Is that going to stop you from going there? I believe voting is a very personal experience, but I also believe that preparing for a change is also personal. We have a greater responsibility for our emotions, for our spiritual well-being. Some people ask me who I believe, you know, psychically, who will be the next president. And I have my viewpoints on that. I keep them to myself because I think that sometimes people look at it as a, you know, a slant, like who I would prefer to be president. So I already know. I've seen it several times, and 10 years ago, actually, I saw the president of mixed race. And I actually had a friend who was involved in politics, and he was of mixed race. He wasn't of black and white culture. He was of Native American and Italian, white Italian culture. So it's like, you know, it could have been him, but it wasn't. But I kept seeing in the vision the mixed race man, and it came to be. And I also saw other things about the following preparations for the one who led the nation after this president and some of the events that would occur. So this is not really the forum. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just talking about how you're going to deal with changes in hand and what your responsibility as a voter. And if you didn't vote, then, you know, you don't have a lot to stand on other than just dealing with change. You know, because if you didn't do your civic duty, or maybe you couldn't. There are some people that they're stripped of those civic rights. And I don't know if all of you know that, but there are times where if you have things in your life occur, they will take away your civic rights. That means no voting. So, you know, just letting you know that it takes everybody to run a nation. It takes everybody to love a nation. So let's focus on the love. Let's not focus on the hate and the outcome of hate. We, no matter who wins or loses, we're going to be positive. We're going to still look at each other in the next day, face to face, and own our emotions, own our energy. And so we have, oh, okay, I see this caller, calling the 917. Hi there, how are you?
Hi, I just have a question for you.
Okay, is this a psychic question?
No, I actually really love
okay.
your music, and I would like to know
Hold on one second, I can't hear you, hold on. I can't, okay. It got warbly and warbly, and it just dropped. So I'm sorry, caller. Okay, I'm not taking, it's not a debate, and then we're not, and also, and I'm just pointing to my switchboard friend here. This is not a debate. This is really about preparing for change, the aftermath, the day after Election Day. So please keep your calls in accordance to that. And if you cannot, then we're not taking that call. Have some responsibility. Own your own emotions. Keep your spirituality in check. Remember, my show is a spiritual show. It's not a political show. But I am trying to spiritually walk all of you through the change. Prepare for that. Look your family members in the eyes. Look your friends in the eyes. Know that if you loved them yesterday, you know, you can't stop loving them just because you may have a difference of opinion in your politics. I'm not going there. So please don't call in if you're going to grandstand about one politician over another. This is really how do you deal with change when you are in a moment of stress. And I brought up a different situation just to share with you all about an event that I'm going to be involved in. All of a sudden things went different than I expected, topsy-turvy. You know, and I said, what kind of a spiritual teacher am I if I throw a tantrum or a fit and to get my way, then I tell others don't do that. So my spirit guide and I had this conversation just half an hour ago, and I said, well, whatever the outcome is, it's for my highest and best good, and maybe that's the way we deal with it, we stand with it. So, you know, we have to look at that in all honesty, with our integrity in check, keeping it in check. We can't plot and plan to hurt others and harm others if we don't get our way. It's just not a non-American, but it's just not ethical. It's not spiritual. So I'm going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about things that are coming this month and the month, of course, of Thanksgiving. And this is some people, we have a lot of months that we national this, and that besides our elections, National Diabetes Month, it's also national. It's the Native American Heritage Month, and that is also who I am. So my people were here long before any other immigrants were here, and even those who are my people coming from other lands came through as immigrants here to this nation. So remember to be aware of, especially our situation in the Midwest right now, with our Native American people, and also being aware of diabetes and how important it is. If that changes your life, how do you cope with that? So we'll be right back, so please stick around. Okay, and we're back. So just didn't do the belly dance thing. Just wanted to make very clear our show is not a political show. It's a spiritual show. And that's what I'm here for tonight, is to keep things in check with our people and our nation. So as I also mentioned, preparing for changes. You know, a couple years ago, I got diagnosed with diabetes type 2. You know, I could have fallen down and, like, thrown a fit and said, my doctor doesn't know what he's talking about, and blah, 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 blah. You know, I could have done a lot of blame game and shame and all that stuff. But, you know, instead, I just sucked it up. And I realized I was the one who had to make some changes. So 2 years later, you know, we're talking about a massive shift in energy and my numbers as well as my weight and my mindset. What's more important? Is it more important to live and be healthy and be strong? Or is it important to, you know, point the finger of blame and whine the whole way and moan and groan about everything you have to do because all of a sudden you've been diagnosed with this illness? Okay, so you figure that one out. It shouldn't be too hard to cope with that change when you realize you have a chance to change it, turn it around. So budding upon that energy, realizing, you know, you could turn it into hate and anger in a heartbeat, but is that really fixing anything for change to happen in your life? If like myself, I didn't want it, and it's something that I can, you know, it's very curable. I can be in charge of. I took the opportunity to take charge and say, what do I have to do differently now? And it's not just about how you eat. It's not. It's about stress level. It's about your lifestyle choices. It's so many things. And it's just like the day after tomorrow. It's really about your choices and so many things to come. And who's really responsible? I have another caller. I can't pick up this call real quick. Hi, caller 407.
Hello, 407, did you say?
Yep, that's you.
Hi, Tori.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Steve.
I've been just, like, really stressed out. I just caught your show. I was talking to somebody. I wanted to be here at 11, and then
okay.
I caught it at,
well, thank you. Thank
like
you.
11.
So what's going on? Why are you so stressed?
Well, that's kind of what I'm trying to figure out. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, I mean, I know everything is about energy and something, you know, that's bothering me, maybe releasing anger or somebody's anger towards me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure, like, where it's come from. I'm stressed out about work. These, you know, groups and stuff that I was practicing in online, to as well doing psychic reading practice,
mm-hmm.
Has been, you know, I end up getting frustrated in there, and I leave, like, deleting a post that didn't need to be deleted,
mm-hmm.
you know, and,
right.
you know, you do 7 good readings, you say one thing to one person, that's very pretty, say leave, and then you know, all the posts are deleted. Doesn't matter that you did the other readings. It's gone. I left on my own, but it's just like, you know, doing readings for 3, 4, 5, 6 people, whatever, mediums, and then they don't return, you know, the favor, really. So, I mean,
okay.
and I haven't had
so
food.
Sounds,
I haven't had other things. Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds to me, Shane, like, you know, maybe you have to take a little breather from some of that. And to get your anchor back into place and say, am I allowing these things to happen? You know, am I personally responsible for giving out and then not receiving? Or am I understanding that in a time it will come back to me in a different way? So, you know, giving into all that frustration, yeah, it's important to get frustrated at the moment, but giving way to that, it doesn't give us, it doesn't give us any hope or any balance if we keep recycling that energy. So whatever stresses you out, acknowledge it at that moment, and as we say, drop it down to the ground. Let it go. Let it go. Because there's always tomorrow, and you pick up the pieces, and you say, what can I change about how I handled that situation, like from yesterday? How can I do it differently today? Okay.
Yeah. Can you pull a card for me? A tarot card? I know it's simple.
That's fine. No, that's fine. Okay. Now, the card that I have for you is the King of Wands. Okay, Shane? So the King of Wands is really about, you know, we know he's a healing man. We know he's dealing with healing in his own life, as well as, You know, being, taking charge, as just like I was saying, being responsible for our own emotions, for our own spiritual self, for our own mental health. And sometimes you can't take on the world. So that's what I know the King of Wands is like, remember, heal or heal thyself. Sometimes you cannot take in hand all that is, you know, not yours to carry or to do. And sometimes you're not the right person for that job. And frustrations are because we have to accept that. Perhaps in work we're not the best, it's not the best fit for us. We deal with what we have to deal with until Spirit shows us another door.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, just take my time and everything in life, let everything go. Stop fighting everything. You just confirmed what...
Take charge of your positive energy. Take charge of your positive energy and let all that other stuff drop down now. Okay, Shane?
Okay. All right. All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye. Have a good night. Have a blessed night.
Bye, everyone.
Okay. And one more quick thing. We're going to just do this real quickly about the calendar before I get into any more. I'm saying hello to Dream Master in chat. Before I go any further in with the switchboard, just quickly remembering that Wednesday I'm at Lunasoul Esoterica. That's in Stamford. And I have a couple sessions already filled in the early part of the day. But if you are interested, please go to my website, venusandvelvet.com. You can contact me through there. Follow me on Facebook and under Venus and Velvet and so on. And you will just, you know, I have had people come and say, you know, I'm dealing, and it's that energy of frustration level right now with a lot of things, and things are surging up with people. So I tell people, sometimes it's not a quick fix in a one reading session or one healing session, but I don't take anybody like a needy case, a needy situation. It's not what I do. I tell them, go do the work. I hand them their homework to do, and they have to do it. Just like our last caller knows what he has to do in listening to Spirit, acknowledging, giving us through signs what we need to do. Also, I'll be in Casadega on the 12th of November. And the 20th, I'll be teaching palmistry back at Lunasoul Esoterica. And then we are in the week of Thanksgiving. So it's just kind of jumping ahead a little bit, just to kind of give you a heads up. If you have a question, if you don't get it to me on the show tonight, please, you know, connect with me and I'll take care of you and, you know, I'll do what I can. Oh, I went back to the switchboard from my chat is on a different window, so you have to pardon me for that. So anyway, that's okay. We've only got a minute or so left of the show. I just want to say the show is really not about a debate of any kind. It's about recognizing your share of the responsibility of what we as a nation will be accepting as change. And as I mentioned before, not every change was I ever happy with. But I do know that I'm the one who faces the music when I stir the honey pot too hard after the decisions are made. No more hate, no more anger. Let's get leading. We have to have a new leader. Let's get a new leader in here leading the way. And let's be nice to each other. Let's be kind to each other. We have to heal. We have to make this clear that we are focusing, even if it's only what we hear, politics do, they, you know, it brings it out of us. We have to focus on what's important in our life. Is it education? Is it war? Is it, you know, our nation's security? Is it our health care? What is it? And how do we fit in and play a role? And how can we be of service and help others? Sometimes it's just looking after your neighbor, and, you know, or a family member or a stranger, helping them when you see they need help, or even an animal. So I'm just going to say, remember that and accept your changes as they come and know that you can still move that energy and do your part and make it good and healing. So I leave you with that tonight on the show. And sorry we couldn't get back to the other caller who did call back in. but I don't have control of all things on switchboard and internet, so I do want you all to know that. Anyway, so please remember to vote tomorrow if you have not voted. I myself have voted early, and I just want you to be positive of the outcome, that you can still make a difference because you are important. You matter. So we will speak to you next time. I'll talk to you next week here on the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. Tune in again at 11 o'clock. Thanks so much for listening and being a special part of my evening, and I hope that I have been the same for you. Namaste.